All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Second half hour tonight. Hobo Frank, Chris Sill in the studio, along with Jesse, our producer engineer. And we're about to be joined by head baseball coach Brian O'Connor. And Frank's going to do the honors for the introduction.
Definitely a distinct honor to have a native of Council Bluffs, Iowa, and a 1993 graduate of Creighton University, where he was a pitcher on their baseball team. I think the biggest compliment for Brian O'Connor, and it's, you know, if you go through five pages of bio, I think the thing that's most remarkable is UVA is averaging about 110,000 fans passing through the turnstiles each year of the last 3 years to see the baseball program and the teams they're playing and the players, and he's putting players in the major leagues, and the caliber of baseball is amazing. They're winning over 40 games, and three College World Series already. He's been at UVA 10 years. I mean, come on. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm excited. He's attracting casual sports fans to the game, not just baseball fans. And everyone in Charlottesville is thrilled that he's there. Anyway, Coach O'Connor, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me, guys.
We're excited to have you on here. Obviously, Step Up to the Plate is coming up this Friday night, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's Friday night at the John Paul Jones Arena. This is our 11th annual event that we've had, the Step Up to the Plate event. It's a fundraiser for our baseball program, but most importantly, it kicks off our season. This Friday night, we'll mark the 2 weeks away from opening day, and we're looking forward to it.
You got some big names this year, Javier Lopez and Tim Kirkjian, and as the MC, and you're expecting a big crowd, right?
Yeah, we are. They actually just recently announced that it's a sellout. It's the evening sold out. There'll be over 800 people there for dinner for this evening, so it'll be great. Javier Lopez is a former player here at the University of Virginia, and you know, he's been a left-handed relief specialist in the big leagues, and he's won three world championships, one with the Boston Red Sox and two with the San Francisco Giants, and we're bringing him back to honor him during the evening, and then also Tim Kirkjian from ESPN, who's the MLB analyst, is going to join us also. It's kind of rare to have a Maryland grad. Tim's a Maryland grad to come down here and help us raise money for the Virginia baseball program, but he was nice enough to agree to come down and spend the evening with us. And, you know, it's just a really fun night. You know, it's a chance for fans to get young fans to get autographs of our players. And, you know, I get up there and introduce our players and talk about our team. And you know, we have silent and live auction items. You know, it's just a fun night, you know, to talk about Virginia baseball and get everybody, all of our fans, excited about the upcoming season.
Well, you know, I was looking at the new schedule, and although you start on the road at East Carolina on February 15th, which is right around the corner, just a few weeks, you return to Charlottesville on February 19th versus William & Mary, and then you have a long homestand with Toledo, George Washington, Harvard, Bucknell, VMI, and then Maryland comes to Charlottesville on March 8th. So plenty of opportunities for folks to get out and shake off the winter doldrums, if you will, and go see some good old college baseball.
Well, it is. You know, we'll have our hands full the opening weekend down in East Carolina for three games, year in and year out. They're an NCAA tournament type team, and it'll be a great weekend of baseball down there. And then you're right. You know, we get a chance to play here in Charlottesville quite a bit, and you know, in that late February, early March, the weather here in Charlottesville can be great, and it could be not so great some days, but. You know, we've been fortunate to get a lot of our games in the past during that time of year. And, you know, our fan support has just been tremendous, whether it's, you know, games in February or March or games in May. We've seemed to attract some really great crowds and a lot of people out there supporting our team. And, you know, we've got a nice luxury now that the athletic administration approved to have a new playing surface built at our stadium this summer. So after our season last year, after the NCAA regional at our stadium, a bunch of bulldozers came in and removed the entire playing surface, and you know, all summer took to lay down a new grass field that drains really well and everything. So it's a state-of-the-art field, and and can really withstand pretty much any kind of weather. And we're very fortunate and looking forward to getting starting to play some games in Charlottesville.
Coach, this is Jim Hobgood. Thanks for being on. And by the way, this is head baseball coach Brian O'Connor. You mentioned February. Any adjustment in game plans based on it being potentially cold, thinking particularly relative to the pitching staff? Do you do anything differently with the pitchers in cold weather like that?
Well, Jim, not really. You know, there's not much you can do. And I tell the players all the time through recruiting or the players that we're coaching that, they all aspire to play in the major leagues someday. And if you're going to want to play in the major leagues and play for a world championship, you're going to be playing in places like Detroit and Boston and New York and in late October, And so they might as well get used to it. But I'll tell you, once they get their bodies good and hot, they're fine. Obviously we wish that it was 70, 80 degrees. It's not. And the game counts the same whether you win or lose. And I'll tell you, the coldest people for those kind of games, it's not the players. I don't feel for them at all. I feel for the coaches that have to stand there and the player and the fans that have to sit in the stands.
Right. The players, at least, they're active.
Yeah, that's right. But there's really not, you try to, make sure that your pitchers in between innings, they stay moving. We might put a exercise bike behind our dugout, something like that, to where they can stay hot and they can stay fresh and hopefully, won't get too cold out there.
Coach, I see we've got a number of folks from the greater Richmond area. I see Nathan Kirby, a left-handed pitcher, is on your roster there. We've got Reed Gragnani, a senior, and I think doesn't he play shortstop or second base?
Yeah, he'll be our starting second baseman this year. And we've been really fortunate. The Richmond area has been a very, very important area for us in our recruiting. The entire state of Virginia has, but the Richmond area has really turned out some really good players, and we've been fortunate to capitalize on that. And Reed's a senior player that's done some really good things for us, and Nathan Kirby, out of James River High School. There, he was the state player of the year last year in the state of Virginia, and he's a left-handed pitcher that has a really great arm. And there's a couple of other guys that
Tyler Carrico,
we've got from that area.
Yeah, Tyler Carrico from James River Midlothian.
That's correct.
I see another player down here. Before we forget it though, how is Silverstein's arm and shoulder?
He's doing well. He ended out pitching quite a bit for us last year. It had some up and down results. It was really his first year that he was completely healthy with us. And so he's back this year in his fifth year. And, I think his velocity is better than it ever has been in our uniform. And, hopefully he can, help stabilize our pitching staff and have a good, really good, consistent year for us.
And Austin Young from Mechanicsville played at Atlee, right-handed pitcher, junior, 6'4", 225. Is he a tight end?
Yeah, that's right. With that kind of height and weight, it looks like he ought to be playing for Coach London's team. But Austin's a big kid. He really came on last year in his second year and really did a great job out of our bullpen. And, we're looking for him to continue to emerge this year and hopefully do a good job for us coming out of our bullpen.
Coach, I know you said there are no tickets for the step up to the plate, but I think there are still tickets available for the you've got 34 home games this year in Charlottesville, so if people were interested in getting tickets, I guess they need to contact the ticket office and do it quick.
No question. Our reserve seats always go very, very fast, and those are sold out for the year, but we've got plenty of general admission season tickets, and fans can also come the day of the game and get a ticket also. And you guys mentioned, Frank did on the lead-in, that our attendance has been really spectacular. Our administration has done a nice job adding to our ballpark. Our stadium seats over 5,000 people right now. They're in the midst of constructing a new video board and scoreboard at our stadium that'll be ready for the start of the year. That's state of the art. And, it's just this community has just really wrapped their arms around this baseball team. And, it's great to see. I mean, we have a lot of people that come in for our games from Richmond, some people come in from Virginia Beach, Northern Virginia, and it's just, it's a great ballpark. Our kids play hard. They play the game the right way. They respect the game. And, our fans have really enjoyed, following our team, rooting our team on, and we're going to certainly need that support again this year.
No doubt. I know you're led by Derek Fisher and Nate Irving and Brandon Downs, Kyle Crockett, to name a few. 75% of your roster is first or second year. How do you create some leadership within the team to get through the early part of the season?
Well, you're right. We have 34 players on our team, and 25 of those players are first or second years. So you could say we have a young team, but that's good. You know, maybe I don't ever complain about you, because sometimes they're maybe better off because they don't know any better, right? You know, they just get in there and compete and perform, and so it'll be fun. But we've got some good leaders on our club. Kyle Crockett, one of our pitchers, is really. He's pitched in a lot of big games for us for 2 years, and Scott Silverstein, and from an offensive standpoint, Jared King, the fifth-year senior for us, has played a lot in our uniform. A player like Colin Harrington and Reed Greg Nanny, and we've got a really good second-year class here. Fisher and Downs, and Mike Pappy and Brandon Cogswell and Nick Howard, Nate Irving. All those guys were serious contributors for us last year as true freshmen, and now they're a year older, so. The leadership is an ongoing thing. Every year you're developing it, and right now we're working on developing the leadership of those second years and those first years. So when next year rolls around, they're ready to step in those leadership roles. These guys that play in our program, they get a tremendous amount of pride in what we do, and they're very proud of the tradition that's been built here in our baseball program, and they know it's their responsibility to carry that torch on from year to year.
Hold on, Hobo. Or how about those buckets that they have to carry around the outfield in the dead of winter? That
you guys have been watching some video or something.
I've been paying attention. That boot camp you put them through, who's afraid of the other team?
Well, yeah, Frank right. Knows, because I make him do that for me, too. Yeah. You know?
I tell you, you put them through things like that, and then when you get a lot of them say when they go through that those first years go through it for the first time, they say it's the most difficult thing that they've had to do, and you challenge them mentally, you challenge them physically, and then when you get to the game and you're in a difficult situation or a difficult point in our season, they can reflect back to that, and they know that they've been challenged. And, hopefully by the time we get to the games are easy because of what we put them through.
Yeah, the games are the fun part. At any rate, Coach, we appreciate your taking a few minutes. We trust this will be the first of several visits during the upcoming baseball season. Thank you for all you've done for Virginia baseball and UVA athletics, and wish you the very best.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on anytime.
All right.
Great night. Thank you, Coach.
UVA baseball coach Brian O'Connor. What a terrific guy,
Virginia is lucky to have such an outstanding coach.
The two gentlemen we had the last couple of weeks, Steve Garland and Brian Boland, and wrestling and tennis have really had good weeks since they've been on this show.
And speaking of coaches, we've got Dom Starsha looking at two dates in the next couple of weeks. We've got UVA athletic director Craig Littlepage lined up.
February 11th.
We've got Wally Walker
next week.
Hobo's old shooting buddy. I think Hobo actually passed him the ball. He might not have passed the ball back to Barry Parkhill, but he might have passed the ball.
I wonder if he's going to go back to Seattle to get a team.
Well, he lives in Seattle. Who knows there. What? But I must admit, when we had Parkhill and Walker and Hobgood on the same team, there wasn't enough basketballs to go around,
And I forgot, we've got head swimming coach Mark Bernardino coming on soon.
Yeah, you talk about another guy with a terrific record over the years. Amazing.
And we're going to talk about what he and his swim teams just did this past weekend.
And both swimming and baseball particularly have done really well, and they've recruited kids from the Richmond area, which is pretty cool.
Which we like to see. We like that. All right, Hobo, basketball.
It's basketball season.
Quick, hurry. You got 2 minutes.
Well, again, we were just talking about the amazing thing of the games the last 2 weeks, as you said in your intro, 8 threes made in the first half down there in Blacksburg, 11 in the game. And, the thing about Tony Bennett basketball, it's number one, you defend. Number two, you take care of the basketball, and number three, you make shots. But you look down at that game in Blacksburg, we held Virginia Tech to 58, which by Virginia standards is a fairly high number. But Virginia in that game in Blacksburg had 21 assists on 26 made baskets, which is unbelievable, and only had 6 turnovers in the game. And Jontel Evans, we talked about, had 6 assists, 0 turnovers.
Let me tell you something. Jontel Evans is finally starting to feel like the old Jontel Evans. And if we can just get Darian Adkins back on the court to provide that low post defense and that fearsome rebounding down low.
Well, he just gives you another option, but Justin Anderson has really filled in capably for him in the last couple of games.
Let me tell you something. I want them both on the court. Don't take Justin off the floor for Darian. I'm just saying, give me Darian and Akeel down low.
Last time I checked, though, you could only play 5 at one time. You
know? Listen, what? Listen, those referees, they'll never notice. Looking at the ACC conference rankings right now, Miami is at 6-0, NC State 5-2, Duke 4-2, and Virginia 4-2, Carolina 3-3, Florida State 3-3, and all the others have losing records.
At least 4 losses, yeah.
And if Virginia can somehow muster the energy, the strength, the wherewithal, or even a bank shot from half court to beat NC State tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night's game's going to be 62-58. I just haven't figured out yet who's going to have the 62.
No, Hobbo, you can't
but
say that.
But I would say this. There are tickets available, and I would really encourage it's going to be a great day. Weather's not going to be an excuse. Easy to get to Charlottesville. Go over and support this team. Make it a terrific atmosphere tomorrow night in JPJ.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Wahoos. All right, when we come back from break, which is coming up now, thanks to the timely music from Jesse Varner, we're going to have Chris Sill do the Olympic Sports Report, and we're going to sort of preview these upcoming ACC basketball games. So stay with us.